We are turning this morning to a study of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and I ask you to turn up chapter 1 now. We're going to read the first 17 verses. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. Now, these 17 verses are simply a list of names, but no lists of names are recorded in the scripture without meaning and without purpose. And as we shall see later, this is a very purposeful list of names, and we're going to go through them now. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Or as we should read it, the book of the generation of Jesus the Messiah. The word Christ has become a proper noun in our language now, but as Matthew wrote it, it was certainly a descriptive title. And who, the one he is speaking about is the Messiah. Jesus, the Messiah prophesied and spoken of in the Old Testament. That is to say, Matthew is concerned to assert that the one of whom he speaks is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. The book of the generation of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. The story of the book of Genesis as we know it. And Judas begat Phares and Zara of Tamar, and Phares begat Ezron or Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, or as Matthew has it here, Aram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab the harlot. Now, we'll be making comment on this later on, but you'll notice that in the space of four brief verses or so, reference is made to two women, Rahab the harlot, and in verse 2, verse 3, Tamar, whose story is a sad and a very sordid one, recorded in the book of Genesis. Solomon begat Boaz of Rahab the harlot, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth. Here's another woman. And Ruth was a Moabitess. She wasn't of the family of Israel at all. She was outside the covenant. And Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba, a reference to David's gross sin, this tragic mistake that he made that marred the rest of his earthly days and his reign in Judah. Now, all this has significance, and Matthew has a particular purpose in recording these incidents, these unsavory incidents in the history of Israel and in the family tree of the Son of God. And we'll come to that later. And Solomon, verse 7, begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abijah, and Abijah begat Asa, and Asa begat Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Uzziah. This is the good king who reigned 50 or so years in Judah, and whose death brought that tremendous spiritual crisis, you remember, to Isaiah the prophet. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated in the temple. And Uzziah begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Ahaz, and Ahaz begat Hezekiah. And if you care to look up the first verses of the book of the prophet Isaiah, you'd find that these four kings are mentioned as Isaiah prophesied in the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Hezekiah begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josiah, the good and godly king Josiah. And Josiah begat Jeconiah and his brethren about the time that they were carried away to Babylon. Now, have you got the historical perspective? We're right through the reign of the kings and up to the captivity. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel, one of the great leaders of the restoration movement when the people in exile returned. And Zerubbabel begat Abiud, and Abiud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Akim, and Akim begat Eliud, and Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Mathan, and Mathan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Messiah.